Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Let's wrap this very interesting show up with a talk about the past 12 months.
Yeah. So when you look at, we just spoke to Dr. George about what's happening in the ICU. That's what's going on right now. At the top of the hour, we were talking to Savannah about robotics and technology. That's about the future. You're kind of wondering what's going on. Right now, about now, people are looking at their statements,
right,
or they're having conversations with their advisors,
right,
and they're seeing the year-over-year number looking fantastic. In many cases, over 20%.
Oh, like crazy numbers in some cases, right?
And so everything is great.
Yep.
Everything is fine. Or is it?
Right.
And this is where I get really concerned. My concern lies with complacency because things are looking good right now. And I'll tell you what people in my industry do tell their clients. It's okay, look, we've recovered. Everything's fine. We lost some money maybe last year, or it wasn't going as well last year, but look at where we are now. Things are fine. And my concern with that is that we don't understand the full picture of what people are investing in, the rationale and the strategy and discipline behind the portfolio.
Right.
So if everything is going up, and this is what I said, is it the skill of the money manager or is it the will of the market?
Right.
Skill versus will.
Right.
And just because your portfolio is up, that doesn't mean your money manager has skill.
Right. Yeah.
It was the will of the market.
The tide can lift all ships.
Correct.
Right.
So if you're up over 20%, now's the time to start questioning, well, what happened last year? How bad was it in my portfolio? And I'll give you an example. We've had people from this show reach out to us and say, hey, last year, during the months of February, March, April, I was down 30, 40%.
Right.
But I'm back to normal now. I'm back to where I was, or I'm close to where I was last year, whatever it may be, from peak to peak.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm okay now. And I said, well, how was that journey? How was that experience during that drop versus what it could have been?
Right.
First. So you know what you're feeling. Number two, how is your money manager, your advisor, what's their structure and discipline? If the response is, Dave, if the response is, see, we're okay now, just hang in there, then they are not working on skill. They are working on the will of the market. So that means you are at the peril of the market.
Right.
And during times of transitioning to or living in retirement, when you're drawing your money, now you're at the mercy of the market.
Yep.
And this is my concern.
Well, my concern is similar to yours. It's emotion. bad decisions get made in times of crisis, right? People panic. Why? Because emotionally they're scared. The same thing happens. I'm euphoric, right? Or just things are okay. And so I don't practice the discipline that I should be practicing, right? If this to me is, it's the opposite of what we experience when it goes down. Now, people generally experience the down much more than they experience the up. We can become apathetic.
Correct.
And that can lead to the same potential problems. Your Correct. Portfolio gets out of control, whatever.
Pain creates action more than pleasure.
Right. Yeah. And we know it. We see it anecdotally, evidentiary, everything, right? But it's the skill, it's the discipline. So I think the message that we wanted to take when we were talking about this, don't get lulled into a false sense of security with a great year-over-year number, right? March to March is not going to tell you very much, because that was the, what we were
bottom.
Down 34-35% on the S&P 500,
correct?
Right, 23rd of March was the low. You're capturing that right now. This information doesn't tell you very much. Might feel good to look at, but it actually doesn't tell you very much and can be destructive in the overall decision-making process, just like an emotional decision can be when markets are falling.
Every time we've seen a rally in the market of greater than 20%,
mm-hmm.
what do you and I talk about?
We talk about rebalancing and taking profits.
Taking profits. And so we also talk about on this show about now is the time to check your portfolio.
Right.
Now is the time to scrutinize the structure and discipline. So the questions that people need to ask their advisor, because they went through a not so fun experience last year.
Right.
They're feeling better today. So the question is, how do you prevent me from having that experience again?
Right.
What is your strategy to prevent a 30% downside, a 20% downside?
Or protect my income from volatility.
Correct.
Right? Or protect my estate and my children,
correct,
what they're going to get. Right?
Correct. While keeping my taxes low.
Right.
So now you've got all these problems. So what's the strategy going forward? We've learned what we've learned last year.
Yep.
We know what we know today. What are we going to do going forward? And I can tell you right now, there are a lot of people in our industry and a lot of do-it-yourself investors go, just ride it out.
Right.
Just cross your fingers, pray to the Almighty, and you're good. They're not going to say it in those exact words, but they're going
to
say...
I've actually heard something pretty close to that, but...
They're going to say, just hang in there. Look, yeah, everything will work itself out. You have nothing to worry about.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And you know, there's another side of that. It's the activity. And we spoke with somebody recently who hasn't done trades. They did not trade through the crisis, right? So on the one hand, you can talk about people who just say, hang in there, it's going to be okay. Then there's the other side of that. What about all the opportunity that presents itself when markets go crazy? Why are you not taking advantage of opportunity?
Correct.
Right? So it's not all just fear-based, but there's opportunity. Yet last year was an extraordinary year, right? There was extraordinary opportunities that presented themselves.
Yeah.
But you got to be disciplined and have a process and take advantage of that, right?
Really scrutinize the downside of the portfolio.
Right.
Ask the question, how are you going to prevent me from having that downside in the future?
Right.
What is the strategy? Not, well, we'll see what happens and we'll figure it out then.
Yeah.
It's what's the strategy from now?
Right.
We don't know what the next downturn or the reason for it is going to happen. We have no clue.
Right.
But if you have a strategy and a discipline, you know how to deal with the next crisis.
Right.
And the next crisis is probably going to happen when you need money.
Yeah. Well,
when
sure,
you need income,
that's...
and you're older and your risk tolerance has gone down,
right,
and the issues in your family have changed, that's when you'll need that money, and that's when the markets are going to go down.
Yeah.
And is that the time you want to make drastic changes to your portfolio?
Right.
Why isn't it now?
Right.
We've been lucky. The fastest recovery in history happened.
That's exactly right.
We're lucky. This is the only economic crisis that we've been in where the average Canadian hasn't had a decrease in their income thanks to programs like EI and CERB.
Yep.
So you think it's going to happen the next crisis? They're just going to keep on pumping money out? Who knows? Maybe not.
Right.
And if the answer is not, then what's going to protect you in your portfolio? And I can tell you, unfortunately, a lot of my peers in the industry have no strategy in place for downside protection.
Right.
It's only just capture the upside.
Right.
Who cares about the downside? Or we'll figure it out when we get there. Is that what you want as your strategy going forward?
Yeah. Well, the hang on, it's going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's problematic for sure.
So here's my challenge to all of you who are watching and listening outside, is to go out to your advisor, or if you're a do-it-yourself investor, scrutinize your portfolio and write down in writing, what is the strategy for downside protection going forward? You'll make the money when the will of the market's pushing. Does your advisor, your money manager, or do you, if you're a do-it-yourself investor, have the skill to protect on the downside? That's the key thing, and that's what you need to look at. So I challenge all of you to do that. Once you've done that, send us a note at morethanmoneyradio.com. Reach out to one of us and let us know how that experience was, because we'd love to hear from you on that one.
Yeah, I think that's a cool message. Let's talk a little bit about putting it all together, right? So we talk about strategy and discipline with respect to money management, right?
Yeah.
Portfolio management. But that's only a piece of the puzzle for people,
correct,
that are moving into and living in retirement,
correct,
right? It's a lifestyle issue. And there's lots of components to that. And that's what we're going to talk about.
Yep, we're going to talk about that on April 20th, 7 p.m. live online. Now, you need to register for this. We're going to show you our discipline, our structure, and how all of this relates to bulletproofing your retirement. On, again, April 20th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
So on behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, thank you very much for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.